Welcome to the Sports Media Playbook, the podcast where we deep dive into the sports media industry through revealing interviews and informative discussions. In a world where, for so many of us, sports dominate our media consumption, we reveal the lives and the works of professionals in the ever-evolving field of sports media. So huddle up and listen as we sit down with insiders to uncover the behind-the-scenes stories of the sports we love. On this episode, we discuss getting into sports journalism and how sports journalism connects to the fame. We have a star-studded podcast today as this episode features Philadelphia-based NBC Sports anchor John Clark, experienced NASCAR reporter at Fox Bob Pockris, and former Little League star turned aspiring sports journalist Monet Davis. Starting the podcast off, I think it's best to talk about getting into it. So, for me personally, in my short time in sports journalism, I felt a bit anxious covering sports I wasn't familiar with. And as I talked to Bob Pockris, I learned that's something that's totally normal, and you're going to have to learn to adapt, and you're not going to know everything about every sport you ever cover. So here's Bob talking about that.
You know, when I worked in Daytona, I had to cover rodeo. I covered, I covered high school weightlifting. I covered, sports that, you know nothing about. Obviously, mm-hmm. I knew about racing, having covered the Indy 500. So, reporting in general is hard. You know, you need to talk to a lot of people. You need to learn about what you're covering. So, and even if you've been covering a sport that you know well, you still need to know the people and know the issues involved. And it's not just, all sports are more than just what's going on the field or the track. It's about, hiring and firing and business and stuff. So I think the difficulty in racing is certainly that there's a lot of different people involved. There's a lot of tentacles, to what makes a team go and what makes the business go. But I would say sometimes it can be a little bit difficult to understand as far as rules and the mechanics of a vehicle. But beyond that, we don't write about a whole lot about why cars go fast. You know, we can't interview engines. We can't interview tires. So, it's about the people and the stories.
Pockris has been doing this for decades and is seen as arguably the best NASCAR reporter. For him to say there's still things he doesn't understand in this sport, it's crazy to me. And when I asked him how he got into racing, he told me this.
I got into racing as a journalist. I grew up in Indianapolis, so I knew something about racing. But when I was a student at Indiana University, during the summers, I would string for UPI as a quote runner at the Indianapolis 500. And then I did a month. Then after my senior year in college, after I graduated, spent the whole month at the Speedway writing for the Marion, Indiana newspaper. And then after I graduated from college, I went to the Daytona. And then after that, I got a job at the Daytona newspaper covering high schools and colleges. But if you're in Daytona, you're going to cover some racing. And spent about 12 years there, and then got picked up by a racing magazine at the time, a weekly called NASCAR Scene Magazine in 2003. And that's when I started covering NASCAR full time.
So was racing always the plan for you, or did that just come?
Hearing about Bob and his journey, I think what I can take from it is how an up-and-coming journalist needs to take the opportunities when they present themselves to you.
I had the privilege to talk to John Clark, who is a sports reporter for NBC 10, and he gave me some advice to help get your foot in the door. One thing that stuck out to me was that he told me to start getting involved with different medias, including editing or producing or even interviews, so you can gain experience for your future.
Yeah, my advice would be to work on all the different mediums that are out there, whether it's writing, whether it's speaking, presenting, or conversations, or interviews, or editing, or producing, or shooting video. I think if you're able to do all these different things, you can more easily get your foot in the door at a job. And once you're in a job, you can also do other things. So I would try to do as many different things as possible and have the ability to do them. And then also try to meet as many people as you can and try to network as much as you can, because you never know what that can lead to, whether it's getting internships somewhere or visiting places, you know, getting that connection with different people is so important, because you never know, that could lead to a job someday.
All right. And do you guys do internships over at NBC 10?
Yeah, yep.
Is there, like, any type of, like, process we have to do for it?
Yeah, there's a website. You go on there and you apply for it for NBC Sports Philadelphia or NBC 10, yeah.
All right. And last question, is there anything you would like to add to this?
Well, I wish you the best of luck. And you sound like me when I was in college and had a passion for sports broadcasting, and especially in Philadelphia. And, you know, keep on practicing your craft and get into it and try to do as many things as you possibly can to gain as much experience as you can. And, you know, everything is about connections, and the more people you know, and trying to establish connections with people and getting more and more experience with those people along the way.
Alrighty. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all, and I wish you the best.
You as well. Thank you for your time once again.
Yeah, you got it, Matt. Thanks for your time, and wish you the best with the project as well.
Alrighty, thank you.
You got it. Take care.
You as well.
What's going on, everyone? So a lot of kids dream of a career in sports. Personally, my goal in life is to become a Major League Baseball player. Becoming a Major League Baseball player has been one of my dreams since I've been a kid. But as I, let's just say, progress in college, those dreams shift and have a different, like, let's just say, aspiration. Now I want to become a sports journalist. So back in 2014, I played on a team called the Taney Dragons Little League. We made it all the way to the Little League World Series. And along with making it to the World Series, we had a star player on the team. The star player of the team goes by the name of Monet Davis. So in case you all don't know, Monet Davis was a Little League World Series legend. She threw a complete game shutout, was the first girl to throw a complete game shutout, and was the first African-American lady or girl as well to throw a shutout. So that, on top of that, was pretty significant. Monet is currently a student at Columbia. She is graduating, about to enter the sports journalism field. So throughout this interview, Monet basically talks about her career, why she wanted to become a sports journalist, what she wants to do with it, and how she will impact the world with it, if you want to say. Thank you. Sorry, the first question, Mo, is what inspired you to pursue a career in sports journalism?
I knew I always wanted to be around sports, and I figured if I didn't want to be a professional anymore, that I wanted to talk about sports and show my knowledge of the sports that I want to talk about. And I knew that could lead to possible different other outlets for within the sports industry. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to, you know, try those different things and see where they lead me to.
Right. So, like, what do you hope to achieve in your sports journalism career?
I hope that I'm able to bring a professional soccer and basketball, specifically women's team, to Philly. So those are, like, my overall goals at the end of, you know, once I get a little older.
Right, that's dope. So, like, which sports do you feel most passionate about covering and why?
Definitely, I haven't gotten to do basketball, but for sure basketball. Baseball, I feel pretty confident too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll probably just say those two. I know a lot of the times I've done, especially for my undergrad, I got to do some football, but
right.
That's not my strong suit at all.
So, like, what challenges do you anticipate facing as you enter the world of sports journalism?
Challenges I think I'm going to face, a lot of the time, just being a woman in this industry.
Right.
Especially wanting to go into ownership. There's not many women out there and women of color. So
right.
I know for sure that's going to be a challenge. And people are going to, you know, think I'm not qualified. And there's going to be times where I feel like I'm not qualified. So really just that, like, imposter syndrome where I got to tell myself, like, I'm in this position for a reason.
Right.
That I deserve to be in this position. So just being a woman and being a woman of color in such a male-dominated sport and really a kind of old white man sport,
right.
Field, I should say. So those are probably the one things I know I'll face.
Right. Sorry, we got two more questions. So can you share any memorable, like, sports stories or events that influenced your career path?
That what, my career path?
Influenced it, made you get into it.
So I went to a ESPNW summit, which is basically ESPN. They have kind of like a sub category for women,
right?
And they had a summit in 2014 in, I think, Laguna Beach, California.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom and I went to that summit, and I was surrounded by any women athlete you could possibly name.
Right.
Lana Del Don. Chloe Kim was there before she, you know, before the Olympic run. So just surrounded by tons of athletes. And I was being interviewed alongside of them. And I got interviewed by Julie Foudy. And I remember just being super nervous. And, you know, she came up before, you know, we were being interviewed. It was just comforting, I should say. Like, just mm-hmm. being open, making sure that we were all comfortable, knowing how young I was, how young the other panelists were, and just making sure that we were, you know, letting us know that, you know, they were here to watch us.
Right.
So that was one person that definitely influenced me, and I was like, I want to do stuff like that. I want to make people feel comfortable, especially if I interview them, letting them know, like, hey, like, don't feel uncomfortable. Like, I'm going to make this easy for you, and I'm going to help you out as much as I can.
Right.
So I feel like that was one of the moments where I was like, that's something that I want to do.
Yeah. All right, last question. What advice do you have for aspiring sports journalists out there who are just starting or trying to start in the field?
The biggest thing is getting started. I know if you can't find, you know, a job, you can always start your own and get started that way. I know so many people who have, you know, started their own little talk show, put it on YouTube, and now they're out here getting, like, jobs with NBC and all different types of things. So getting started, that's the hardest thing to do. But also putting your own flair on it, doing something that, you know, is catered to you, doing something that, you know, people will see like, oh, that's whatever their name is. So just get started, put your own flair on it, and just have fun with it. Especially if you're, you know, African-American, male, female, whatever, like, it's going to be hard for us in general. So why not, you know, accept the challenge and put your own flair on it, because that's what's going to make you stick out from the rest.
Right.
And once you're into it, it seems like these journalists establish a relationship with the fans of the sport. The reason I chose Bob Pockers is because I see him interacting with fans on Twitter and even, you know, at the racetrack. So I knew he'd be the type of guy who would be opening to interviewing and would be a great person to interview to talk about relationship with the fans. Here he is on Fan Interaction.
Well, I mean, people always say, well, are you a NASCAR fan? I'm a journalist, and people say, well, do you have to be a fan of the sport that you cover? And I say, no, you don't have to be a fan of the sport you cover. You have to be a fan of the fans of the sport that you cover, right? Mm-hmm. And if you care mm-hmm. about what Yeah, no. Look, personally, I don't care about a car number. I don't care about a paint scheme. You know, it's not going to make the car go any faster. But fans care about that, so I care about it, right? Like, so that's the connection you have to have. You know, for me, you know, I've always said that people's discretionary time and their discretionary income is very limited, right? And people don't have a lot of extra time. They don't have a lot of extra money. And if through social media, through video, through written copy, if we can help people understand the sport, decide whether they're going to go to a race, decide whether they're going to cheer for somebody, decide whether they're going to buy somebody's t-shirt, or decide that they're going to go watch a football game, that is, you know, that is, then we've done our job. And so that, I believe that's kind of our connection to the fans, where we help them understand the sport. We help them understand, you know, break myth versus fact, and help them, you know, obviously NASCAR is a complicated sport, a lot of rules, a lot of things change, a lot of teams, a lot of stuff going on at the same time. And the more we can help fans understand what's going on, the better. And they appreciate that.
Yes, as a fan, it's very appreciated. just to wrap things up, what's your favorite part about your job?
My what?
Your favorite part about a job, your job.
Yeah, my favorite part of the job is what I said. You know, my favorite part of the job is the fact that fans rely on me for information to help them enjoy the sport and or understand the sport. And that is, you know, that's a, you know, not a lot of people can say that about their jobs, right? That they have an impact on, you know, on people and how they enjoy their free time. And so I love that about the job that I do. And look, when I started writing for the Indiana University School paper, one of the first stories I did was on a crop walk for hunger, and which is, you know, walk. And I went and covered the event. I wrote a preview of it. I went to the event, and two people had a copy of this newspaper and said, I want to sign up and raise some money. And I thought to myself, the power of the press, right? Yeah. I wrote something, and these people, and it spurred these people to act. And so, you know, when the coolest thing when I worked for the Daytona newspaper was to be sitting eating at a restaurant and overhearing people talk in the booth next to me about the high school football game the night before, and knowing that they read my story, right? Because they had facts, or they were talking about it. Like, to me, that's the coolest thing, right? Like, you did something that helped people understand about something that they were interested in. And that's, that to me is the favorite part, is my favorite part of the job, is being able to have that type of impact on people.
What I got from Bob here is he views his job as more of a service to others, and he isn't doing this for himself, for, you know, his own gain or experience. He's doing this so other people can have an enjoyable experience. He expands on that in this here.
Yeah, my favorite part of the job is what I said. You know, my favorite part of the job is the fact that fans rely on me for information to help them enjoy the sport and or understand the sport. And that is, you know, that's a, you know, not a lot of people can say that about their jobs, right? That they have an impact on, you know, on people and how they enjoy their free time. And so I love that about the job that I do. And, you know, and, you know, look, when I started writing for the Indiana University School paper, one of the first stories I did was on a crop walk for hunger, and which is, you know, walk. And I went and covered the event. I wrote a preview of it. I went to the event, and two people had a copy of this newspaper and said, I want to sign up and raise some money. And I thought to myself, the power of the press, right? Yeah. I wrote something and these people, and it spurred these people to act. And so, you know, when the coolest thing when I worked for the Daytona newspaper was to be sitting eating at a restaurant and overhearing people talk in the booth next to me about the high school football game the night before. And knowing that they read my story, right? Because they had facts or they were talking about it. Like, to me, that's the coolest thing, right? Like you did something that helped people understand about something that they were interested in. And that's, that to me is the favorite part, is my favorite part of the job, is being able to have that type of impact on people.
Well, that's just about all I have. So thank you for your time again.
Yep, and, no problem. Sorry it took a few weeks to get it done, but I think you said your deadline's not for a couple of weeks, so hopefully this is enough time for you to be able to get it through. So I appreciate if you have any follow-ups or anything, feel free to email me.
All right, will do. Good luck on the season.
Okay, thank you. Good luck with your project.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hearing this, it kind of changed my perception of journalism. And to put myself into all this, it makes me very hopeful to be a sports journalist myself, because I want to help people in that same way. As a fan, I really appreciate the time and effort it takes, and now that I've dabbled into sports journalism, it takes so much behind the scenes work for every article or video or whatever. Thinking as a fan, I couldn't imagine what it'd be like if I don't have the services of a journalist, because I use it every day, you know, scrolling to my phone and all that.
One thing I noticed from his career is that he's very fan oriented. He drives to make his stories and information very straightforward and accurate. John mentioned he grew up in the local Philadelphia area and was a big Philadelphia sports fan growing up. He had the chance to be able to interview former Philadelphia Eagles legend Jermaine Charter at his house in Jersey to talk about his son, who is preparing for the NFL draft.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's something that I really, really enjoy. I'm a naturally inquisitive person and always want to know the why to something. And being able to interview a lot of the great athletes and coaches and people who have, you know, been in Philadelphia or are in Philadelphia now, it's a joy. And I love putting together stories for the newscasts on people. For example, I grew up covered Jeremiah Trotter, the Eagles linebacker, when he was here with the Eagles, and they went to the Super Bowl 20 years ago. And now his son, you know, is coming out for the NFL draft just like Jeremiah did. And it was cool to go interview them together at the Trotter's house in Jersey. And it's pretty wild that, you know, Jeremiah Trotter was drafted 25 years ago and now his son is going to be drafted. So to be able to do those stories and make the connections and tell inspirational stories, but also just tell the stories that people care about, it's really cool. And I'm grateful that I'm able to do it. And I'm naturally interested and care and inquisitive about stories that people care about and why people are successful and how they are successful and what are the secrets of that. So I do value it very much.
This episode of the Sports Media Playbook was produced by Cole Betham, Zion Spearman, Matt Riccardi at Newman University. Thank you for listening.